The state's high court considers whether to open primary elections. Details on a housing program for military veterans, and a preview of tonight's NBA draft. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Wednesday, June 25th. I'm Deborah Shar. The Oklahoma Supreme Court listened to oral arguments Tuesday from both sides of the legal fight over State Question 836. The constitutional amendment would open up the state's primary elections. State Capitol reporter Lionel Ramos tells us the justices seemed reluctant to make a ruling.
Supporters say State Question 836 will open up primary elections to the almost half a million independents who can't vote in closed Republican primaries. But Republicans don't want them to participate in picking their party's candidates. And the state party argues that the question shouldn't be on the ballot, as it limits who they can pick for elections. State Supreme Court Vice Justice Dan McEwen appeared to question that line of thinking in an exchange with a GOP attorney.
Would you agree with me that Article 2, Section 1 of the Oklahoma Constitution says that all political power is inherent in the people of this state? Yes or no?
Yes.
Okay. How can I read that constitutional provision any other way?
Kewen says she's not convinced the court should rule on the constitutionality of the question before Oklahomans have had their say. In Oklahoma City, I'm Lionel Ramos.
A state senator is asking for a legal opinion about whether drag shows violate a recently enacted state law. Sierra Pfeiffer reports on the confusion surrounding House Bill 1217.
The new law prohibits people from performing sexually explicit or obscure acts in public places or areas where minors are present. But whether the law bans drag has been a question from both the public and the lawmakers who passed it. Devrat Owesti is a legal fellow at the ACLU of Oklahoma, and he says the law, as it's written, doesn't prevent drag performances, but its vagueness is purposeful.
If people who are out on the street doing drag or engaging in any kind of gender nonconformity, if they believe that HB 1217 applies to them, then it doesn't really matter if it does or doesn't. As long as they believe it does, they're going to self-censor and not engage in the protected expression.
Senate floor leader Julie Daniels is asking the Attorney General to issue a definitive answer. I'm Sierra Pfeiffer.
A nonprofit serving military families moved a Navy veteran and his family into transitional housing in Piedmont on Tuesday. KGOU's Hannah France reports the move is the first of its kind in the Oklahoma City metro area.
Operation Homefront welcomed Navy veteran Ethan Graham, his wife Cheyenne, and their two-year-old daughter into a home in Piedmont on Tuesday as part of its Transitional Homes for Veterans program. As part of the program, the family will live rent-free in the home for 2 to 3 years while they receive financial counseling and caseworker support to set them up for home ownership. According to a press release, the program has helped 68 military families across the country since it began in 2018. Of 42 military families who have graduated from the program so far, 76% have purchased homes in or near their transitional housing communities.
I'm Hannah France.
On the heels of an NBA title and a victory parade, the Oklahoma City Thunder are now turning their attention to the offseason. Ryan LaCroix reports that starts with tonight's NBA draft.
The Thunder hold 2 first-round picks in tonight's draft, the 15th and 24th. But with every starter and rotation player under contract heading into next season, there's not much wiggle room on the roster to add new players. ESPN draft analyst Jonathan Givony reports he's heard rumblings of the Thunder trying to package those picks and possibly others to trade up and secure a higher draft selection. One local prospect that's projected to go off the board in the first 10 picks tonight is 19-year-old Jeremiah Fears, the 6'3" point guard who spent last season at the University of Oklahoma. Fears, who averaged 17 points per game last season, is lauded for his playmaking ability and ball handling skills. The NBA draft starts tonight at 7 o'clock on ABC and ESPN. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like.
by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.